I can't believe this year is almost over, and in a few days we will step into a new year, 2024. But I didn't want this year to end without saying to you what's in my heart, and that is, I'm so grateful for your continual support. Next year will mark 3 years that I have been podcasting, and I could not have done it without you. This episode that you will be listening today will be the last one for 2023, and I look forward to sharing more of Christ with you in the year to come. So have a happy, happy, prosperous new year, and God bless. I was listening to a song titled "How Deep the Father's Love for Us." It goes beyond our measure. The Word of God boldly declares that our Creator profoundly loves us. Humans have tried to capture that love in a poem, a song, a book, or a painting, a message on a t-shirt, a billboard. We hear it in sermons, podcasts, and YouTubes. We read it in a flyer, a blog, a track, a website. Movie makers spend millions of dollars trying to convey Christ's profound, unimaginable, and totally undeserved love for us. So you name it, we've tried it. And we keep trying. We want people to know how much the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit loves us. Why? Because love will always try to find a way to express itself. Yet, there are no words to ever adequately tell of Christ's love. Yet, there is a longing to try. Now, knowing the limitations of our efforts, the Father gives us a picture in His Word of Christ in a borrowed crib to the cross. He bids us to allow all of our senses, the gateway into our brain, to take in what is before us, His love, in its purest form, unveiled, undefiled. He tells us to take our time and not to hurry, so that all of our senses, our eyes, our nose, ears, mouth, skins, are fully and intentionally engaged in experiencing His profound love. The Bible is full of how God uses our senses to teach us about Himself. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34:8. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Psalms 119:03. Out of heaven He made thee to hear His voice. Deuteronomy 4:36. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. Proverbs 20:12. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Psalms 29:4-7. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that He cannot save, neither His ear heavy that He cannot hear. Isaiah 59:1. We must use all our senses to take in the love of God. We must study the love of God. We must know the love of God. And taking possession of it, we will have to be intentional and deliberate, not just once, but daily. And depending on what you're going through, you may have to do it moment by moment. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit working through our senses that we receive the Lord and His love for us. Do you know that our name, our life, our past, present, and future was Christ's journey? Our name was written on a cross that was meant for us. Our sins were so great that He stumbled underneath them. Oh, how deep the Father's love for us. It goes beyond our measure. Jesus set His heart to finish our race. Nothing or no one will stop Him from climbing that hill called Calvary. Oh, how deep the Father's love for us. It goes beyond all measure. There is no way to be satisfied with only a glimpse or a taste of Christ's love. We long to hear His voice, to smell His fragrance. Solomon described Jesus as the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Why? Because He was wounded for our transgressions and He was bruised for our iniquities. Now let your senses take all that in. It is said that not until you bruise or crush a flower petal Can you truly smell its purest fragrance? I mean, just the thought of it begs us to want to take a deep breath and take Christ in. I mean, doesn't it awaken that in us? You know, to know there is so much more to Christ boggles the mind. We will indeed need to spend eternity face to face with our Savior, and still, it will not be enough time to wrap our brains and our hearts around the Father's love for us. Because when we think we have gotten to the bottom of His love, it goes deeper still. So no matter what you're going through right now, I promise you, God's love is so much more bigger and so much deeper than we will ever know. Let me tell you what depression is. And I'm bringing this up because I suspect that someone listening to this podcast is going through some type of depression. It could be the season. You may be experiencing a recent loss. And it's just hard. When we are depressed in our minds, we are putting a less value on our past, our present, and or our future than we should be. We are rehearsing in our minds things that are probably not even true. We are telling ourselves negative things about ourselves or about someone else. But here's the thing. Christ came to demonstrate that everything about you right now, this moment, no matter what you're going through, is important to Him. That includes your past. That includes the present, what you're going through right now. And that definitely includes your future. That is why we are called to stand on the truth that we are profoundly loved. Stand. If you're able to, right now, stand. Yes, stand up. Get up, stand on your feet, and say out loud, God loves me so much that He sent His Son to me, that if I choose Him today, right now, I won't perish. And that thing I'm going through right now, He would not allow it to crush me, to swallow me up, to destroy me, because Christ will not let it happen. I want you to know right now, this very moment, Christ is declaring His love for you. Don't let another day pass without allowing your five senses to take in John 3:16. Why? Because the trouble with us is this. We read John 3:16 and we do not realize what God has done. The Father had a decision to make, to let guilty us perish or send His Son here to die. He chose you. He chose me over His Son. Yes. I imagine Him saying to Himself, do I keep my Son here with me or do I send Him to His death so that the very thing you are going through right now won't destroy you? Park your life and everything that has ever happened to you beside the truth. God so loves you, yes you, that He chose your life over His Son. The Father watched His Son. He watched Jesus stand up from the throne, walk out of the most holy place. He watched Him search for the cross that had your name on it. He watched Him with a determined look on His face, that He will let nothing stop Him from finding your cross so that He could take your name off that cross and put His there. He knew it would take His Son's life, His Son's death, and intercession to save us. So stand in and on the truth that wipes away our sadness, our losses, our disappointments, our tears, our heartaches, and our discouragements. Stand. When you have done all you can do, which includes believing the truth about Christ and His love for you, continue standing. Why? Because the Father's love for you is so deep, it cannot be measured.